In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, Herod Tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip Tetrarch of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias Tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the desert. He went into all the country around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. The crooked road shall become straight, the rough way smooth, and all mankind will see God's salvation. John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. People went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of the Jordan. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. John said to the crowds coming out to be baptized by him,
"You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you that out of these stones God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire."
"What should we do then?"
the crowd asked. John answered,
"The man with two tunics should share with him who has none. And the one who has food should do the same."
Tax collectors also came to be baptized.
"Teacher,"
they asked,
"what should we do?"
"Don't collect any more than you are required to,"
he told them. Then some soldiers asked him,
"And what should we do?"
He replied,
"Don't extort money and don't accuse people falsely. Be content with your pay."
The people were waiting expectantly and were all wondering in their hearts if John might possibly be the Christ. John answered them all,
"I baptize you with water, but one more powerful than I will come, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire."
And with many other words, John exhorted the people and preached the good news to them. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" Jesus replied, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this, to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said,
"This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased."
Now Jesus himself was about 30 years old when he began his ministry. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said,
"If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread."
Jesus answered, "It is written, 'Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple.
"If you are the Son of God,"
he said,
"throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.'"
Jesus answered him, "It is also written, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor.
"All this I will give you,"
he said,
"if you will bow down and worship me."
Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.'" Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. Now this was John's testimony when the Jews of Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him, who he was. He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely.
I am not the Christ.
They asked him,
Then who are you? Are you Elijah?
He said,
I am not.
Are you the prophet?
He answered,
No.
Finally they said,
Who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?
John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet,
I am the voice of one calling in the desert. Make straight the way for the Lord.
Now some Pharisees who had been sent questioned him,
Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?
I baptize with water,
John replied.
But among you stands one you do not know. He is the one who comes after me, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie.
This all happened at Bethany on the other side of the Jordan where John was baptizing. The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said,
Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I meant when I said, A man who comes after me has surpassed me because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel.
Then John gave this testimony.
I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. I would not have known him except that the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen and I testify that this is the Son of God.